fun.
Now, you lived down there for the full 2 weeks of Art Prize?
We did, yeah. Or at least I did, and some of our team did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you guys won a juried award on that.
We did win the Best Use of Urban Space Award.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the 3 years you've been in Art Prize, what changes have you noticed within Art Prize, you know, as far as the mood and the feel of it from experiencing as an artist?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think what I've seen, Paul, is... Well, the first year, it just was it was almost like people walked around intoxicated.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, they were kind of...
Some did.
Yeah, right. Literally and figuratively, you know, they were kind of stumbling over themselves. It's sort of like they didn't know what hit them.
Right.
And so what's happened after the first Art Prize is there's been this slow kind of infusion into the city of what Art Prize is and what it wants to be. And
right.
The businesses are starting to figure out that, you know, holy cow, this is a great opportunity even just to boost our revenue during that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what is just beginning to happen and hasn't really happened yet is Art Prize creates a platform for the artist community to build relationship with the business community. And that is huge, because unless the business community becomes truly innovative and progressive, they won't survive. They won't stay solvent.
Right.
If the artists don't build connections, if they don't learn how to do business, they're going to have to find another job. So the both are need each other.
Mm-hmm.
And what Art Prize gives is the opportunity to build those relationships. But what's happened so far, there's really not relationship. It's more like a one-night stand.
Right.
You do your, you know, you thing, the venue, you're there, and then you're gone. And there's really not much relationship has happened. So what we're looking for this year, and we're working with Madcap, and we've already started our building our relationship, is
okay.
How do we work together to build a really in-depth relationship that lasts beyond our prize to mutually benefit both of us?
And why do you think some of the artists don't want to work with the businesses or corporations?
There's just a lot of it is language. You know, what are we talking about when they say triple bottom line? What's
right.
a CFO? You know, there's a language, almost like in church culture or in any kind of subculture, they have their own language, which works for them, but it's hard to bring other people into that. So some of it's language, some of it is there hasn't been really a real context for the relationships to get ignited,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it takes time. That's one of the reasons I got into Leadership Grand Rapids this year. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to learn, like, you know, how to talk to business people and people that are entrepreneurial.
Right.
You know, as an artist.
Yeah. I mean, there needs to be that crossover, because for an artist to be able to thrive and succeed, they need to make money. So
they
need
do.
To have that avenue in there to the business end of things.
They really do.
Now, another thing that people have talked about in regards to Art Prize, especially from the last year, is
mm-hmm.
Some thought that some of the artists were pandering, whether it was religious-themed art or things that were created around the theme of Gerald Ford.
Yeah.
So what were your thoughts and viewpoints on that, you know, as an artist on the ground? What
yeah.
did you see?
Yeah, I think artists are survivors, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking of the artist who made the Jerry Ford wax sculpture. You know, he the year previous he had made a monk.
I think it was his grandfather was at the Van Andel Museum.
It was, and it was exquisite in terms of its technical you know, prowess.
Looks so real.
But, you know, it was a little creepy too. It was hard to read in terms of the cultural kind of constituency here in Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of looked around and said, like, what do they dig?
Right.
Who are they?
Right.
Jerry Ford. I'll do Jerry Ford.
Sure.
You know, and it was like a really, in a sense, it was a smart move if you look at it for somebody who's a survivor, adaptive. You know, you could say he's pandering, but you also could say, hey, that was an intelligent sort of
sure.
reading of the community and what's going to work here.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess that raises the question, you know, come next year, that was in the top 10. You had the Mia Tavanati piece, the crucifixion was in the top 10.
Right.
So are you going to see more pieces that are maybe tailored towards what they feel is the belief structure of Grand Rapids?
I think that's just going to be there. But I think what's, you know, art prize is problematic in that sense that you've got artists that are trying to make money. You have artists that are trying to get attention. They're trying to work that system.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that is kind of a hardcore fact is that artists aren't really real artists, I would say, and that's kind of a funky term, are not motivated by money. Creativity, you can't get creativity by throwing money at it. It's
right.
Just, we're not motivated by that.
Sure.
And so the prize money of Art Prize, even though it is sort of the fulcrum the whole thing is tilting on, mm-hmm. in some sense, it doesn't drive us. So when we did Plan B, one of our core values was we are not in this for the prize money. So if you're on the team and you're thinking about the prize money, you're on the wrong project.
Mm-hmm.
Because it I find it gets in the way. So that's just my perspective.
Sure, sure.